Hey guys, this is Danny Herbeck with the Muskie 360 Canada Edition podcast. Once again, I tracked down Joe Cooper. This time I had to work my butt off to find him, but I got him pinned down for a few minutes. Joe, what's going on?
What's up, Danny? I like to be hard to find. That's good for me, but bad for everyone else, I guess.
Yeah, you're kind of like that elusive Sasquatch. You know, people like to believe you're there, but never can find you.
I like to think more along the lines of Batman, but I'll go with Sasquatch, I guess.
I get it, man. It's that time of year. There's not enough hours in the day. It doesn't seem like right now. It's go from sitting on your butt wondering what you're going to do all day to run, go, and try and get everything ready for the upcoming Muskie opener. Here is not too far away, and I mean, I'm fishing full-time for walleyes and everything else that swims other than muskies right now, so with that being said, have you been out on the water much lately, getting ready for...
Well, I've only had a couple of guide days. I've been out a little bit. I've kind of been getting some work done on the cabin and some other stuff, working on my dad's boat and everything, But yeah, the days I've been fishing have been pretty good. We've been fishing kind of the classic spring stuff, just up shallow, right outside of the shallow bays, and really great average size and numbers too for this year so far. But it's my first few guide days were right after a pretty gnarly cold front. I think it was like 36 degrees the one morning. And windy, and that was kind of miserable, but even that day we did all right. And then the next day it kind of straightened out and at least got up to like 60 degrees and was a lot calmer, and fishing was great. Got to see some muskies on the graph. Had one even follow a little rattle bait up to the boat when I was walleye fishing. There's definitely the muskies are definitely still not even near pulling up into the bays to start spawning yet. So there was a couple spots where it seemed like they were crowding me out a little bit. They were all over the place and they were active, so that was cool. But couldn't really do anything cool with the muskies. Just got to do a little bit of viewing.
Yeah, I've seen a handful myself here. It seems like they're just kind of lollygagging around 3-4 feet below the surface, just kind of cruising around waiting for stuff to get right here. I mean, I'm a little farther north than you. I feel like we got hit a little harder with the cold front than maybe you did, and what the fish did. Things are still kind of, even we're a week past the severe cold front, like even last week we had east winds every day. It's just a lot of 25, 30 mile an hour stuff. I mean, it really, really messed things up. The fish are still kind of waiting for the water to warm up a little bit. Like, I'm still catching a lot of walleyes. They're still milking, and they're not in the backs of the bays yet. They're, out on the main lake rocks, and they're scattered. There's a few here, a few there. There's some big fish around. Been catching some nice big fish, but finding the big groups of fish where you can, catch 20, 30, 40 off a spot seems non-existent right now. There's a lot of fish you're seeing that just won't bite, and, getting 2, 3 to 10 off a spot and then having to cover a lot of water right now, basically, so... we'll see what happens.
We were seeing them milking over here too. There was enough milk, I was able to just, I actually had some in my cereal the next morning. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. I got my brand new boat up here and I already need to get the pressure washer on it. It's just cream coated here lately.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's quite the mess actually. So, well, no, I just got the new rig up here. It's just breaking that in, and that's, once again, that's always fun, having a new boat and working all the gremlins out of a new boat and learning how to operate all the new electronics and all the new trolling motors and figuring all the features out and all that, but we're getting there anyway, so... I
You
think
have
I
to do
was,
a self, you have to do a software update on your own self.
yeah, basically, I was texting you today for graph information, but once again, I got like two texts out of you and you left me hanging right at the most pivotal part of my day, right as I started fishing and I was looking for valuable information.
Well, I was trying to, I mean, I was just making up everything I told you anyways. I'm pretty sure it was all wrong, so.
Oh man, but no, it we'll see what happens with the muskies here. I mean, the weather is it is stable now, and I mean, like I still got like on the main lake, I still have like 50, depending where you're at, a lot of like mid 50 degree temperature stuff. I haven't even seen 60 yet, even in like the back bays. So, we need some warm, stable weather to get these muskies on the move and get their spawning over and done with. I know like on the big part of the lake where I'm fishing right now, I know they're not spawning yet. So hopefully they, we got a couple weeks of warm weather and they can get that over and done with and, be ready for opener.
Yeah, we're sitting about the same there, like 50s water temps, and the current's really rolling now. Water level came up quite a bit. The low water is definitely not a concern anymore. We're sitting about average, I'd say, and the current is moving. There's a lot of water pushing through the system right now, which is kind of making it a little tougher for the temps to climb. But I think we finally kind of clicked into that early summer weather pattern where we get a lot of calm and sunny days here, so
Yep.
hopefully that stays true. And yeah, I mean, the weed growth still hasn't started or anything yet, so it'll be a little while, although the crappies have started pulling up in the shallows, and the bass are starting to pull up in the shallows eat more and more each day. So things are looking up here. It's looking like we might be able to get on track before in the next 3 weeks or whatever it is until we can start chucking for toothy bastards. So
Yeah, for sure. So, a little strategy, little game planning, with what you're seeing this season so far, and obviously weather's gonna be a big factor in the next few weeks. But I mean, you got kind of an idea where you're gonna start, what you're gonna do, what baits you're gonna throw like that. So, for guys and people looking to come up, that opening weekend, what's gonna be your go-to strategy, where are you gonna start looking, what are you gonna start throwing, like all that type of stuff.
Well, of course, early season, there's always numbers in and around the bays. That's going to be where you can usually contact some fish, at least get some follows to come to the boat. And usually the average size is pretty small. You're dealing with a lot of dinks when you're doing that. And it's like I don't mess around. I don't try not to go in the premier spawning areas. I mean, you're not allowed to fish for them before the season because they're spawning. So just because the season's open, I still try and leave them alone. But I am able to sometimes contact some pre-spawn females that are have yet to pull up in the shallows, and they're usually in some deeper water, just adjacent to some spawning bays and stuff. It kind of really depends on water temps, and seems like when you're seeing water temps that are in the mid 60s or lower, or even if it's below 60 degrees still, there's fish that seems like the bigger fish have yet to pull up, or a lot of the bigger fish have yet to pull up at that point. And so you can actually kind of fish almost like some fall patterns sometimes and contact some bigger fish. It is a bit more of a grinder, especially when you know that you get up in a shallow sandy bay or something like that, and there's probably going to be a couple of 40 inches that are hot to trot. But yeah, I typically, like, if I'm working the shallows, I'm throwing like a topwater prop bait or a small bucktail. I like little single bladed bucktails early in the season. It seems like the small double bladed ones, a lot of times you have a hard time getting the blades going, and that drives me crazy. So I a lot of times just throw single blades. Even spoons, like there's even That Johnson silver minnow with a white twister tail on it. I just love skipping that thing around early in the season, and it seems so silly sometimes, but it's like, man, that's a sweet bait. And you know, it's easy for guys to throw, and man, fish can't ignore a spoon sometimes. And then of course dive and rise baits too. You know, you get a lot of fish that are interested, but and you can just tell that like it looks like they're gonna bite it, but they just will not commit. They just will not open their mouths, and it's kind of like a little stage they go through post spawn, I think. And sometimes you can trick them with a dive and rise, but those fish are seem like they just got to get away from their, you know, get out of their spawning mood, and then they'll straighten out a little bit. But so yeah, so like top waters, single bladed bucktails, some spoons, maybe a smaller dive and rise bait in the shallows. Are a lot of times I'm working like a jake, like an 8 or even 10 inch jake on some rocks that are adjacent to that. That's always just fun stuff to do early in the season. It's not as much of a numbers game like that, but you're probably going to contact something big. So are
Yeah,
we
I
still
mean,
recording?
yeah, I believe it's still
Okay.
recording. We're trying a new recording format here, so we'll see how this goes. But I don't know if you see it, but I kind of see it on Eagle. I almost feel like, you know, these muskies, you got like your early spawners that kind of spawn with the pike, and then you got kind of like your secondary spawners that are more of like your main lakers that, you know, kind of wait, and they're definitely. They might spawn more, you know, more of the bays, very close to the main lake. So it takes them, you know, a little bit longer for those bays to warm up, versus getting, you know, in certain parts of Eagle or Lake of the Woods, you know, traveling, you know, and obviously when you're looking to start on that opening day, the water hasn't necessarily equalized. It's not going to be the same temperature throughout the whole lake. There's going to be, you know, a 2 to 5 degree water temp variant depending on the wind direction, what side of the lake you're on, which way the wind's blowing, and how far back in some of these arms you go to get back in these bays. So take that into consideration. Like your water temp is going to be a main factor, especially early in the season when these fish are shallow. They're wanting the warmest water you can find. And if you're fishing, you know, a basin that's more main lake adjacent, you might have 3, 4, 5 degree cooler temperature than if you run down, you know, an arm of the lake where it's got a shallower basin. That water is going to be warmer. So that would be obviously an area to look at. So always, even walleye fishing this time of year, I'm constantly watching my graph for water temp. I'm looking at water temp as much as I'm looking at depth right now, it seems like, and it plays a huge factor on finding those fish.
Yeah, there's one thing I noticed a lot early in the season, and one thing that is kind of telltale sign that there's still a lot of cold water left in the lake. Like for one thing we get on Lake of the Woods, I don't know if it happens on Eagle, but when the water temps, you know, not even just on the surface, when the whole lake is kind of cooler, when the whole volume of water is cooler, you get this thing called thermal winds where there's like this cold puddle of air that sits on the lake, especially on this portion of the
I
lake.
felt that several times today. I told the guys we're idling into and like not idling, but I was slowing down into areas. Like, do you feel how much colder the wind is coming off the lake here? He's like, it's like 3 degrees colder. I said, I slowed down, looked at my water temp. I said, well, that's why. That
Well, and what I'm saying, you'll actually
whole
get it
stretch of
where,
that
like,
lake, that whole stretch of that lake was 3 or 4 degrees colder. There wasn't a walleye to be seen in that whole area either.
well, and what I'm saying is, what you'll actually get here is you'll get on land, on shore. It's oftentimes maybe even 30 mile an hour winds, and you get like 2 miles off away from the mainland, and the lake is like glass. The whole lake is like glass because that hot, warm air is less dense than that cool air that's sitting on top of the lake. And so those warm winds from shore kind of lift up and just go over this big puddle of cold air that sits over the main, especially on big traverse and Little Traverse here, these bigger portions of Lake of the Woods, it's really noticeable. But then, like you're saying too, say it's a really calm, hot day, and you're driving along, all of a sudden you come through into a channel where there's current, and you can just feel the air temperature like drop as soon as you enter that channel. It's kind of crazy, and it's just because that current is like stirring the water up through that channel. And it's got to be kind of a really calm day for that to happen. But I always have been amazed by those thermal winds. Like onshore, you know, stuff's blowing around, and like it's just crazy. You think the lake's gonna be rougher than hell, and you get out there, and it's like piss on a plate. And that's what it is. It's just that cold air sitting on the lake. And as soon as that goes away, as soon as you get like no calm lake when it's windy onshore, then you know the lake has kind of started to even out a bit as far as I think it's called
You need to
stratify.
be like a weatherman instead of a fisherman.
Dude, I like weather. Weather's cool. Weather's cool stuff. And then, you know, like knowing what the weather's doing kind of, you know, makes you confident in what you need to be doing. I mean, it's all relative to like what happens before the day you're fishing and what happens after. And I know that the oftentimes forecasts are unreliable, but if you pay attention to the weather stuff enough, a lot of times you can out forecast to the weatherman, and like he'll be like, it's gonna rain all day tomorrow, and you're like, no, it's not, dude, shut up.
No, yeah, it yeah, that so that's like to get back on track here, pay attention more to water temps, you know, like a lot of times, depending on, so this is another factor. If you have had a lot of flat, calm conditions and then the wind picks up, a lot of times I will, you know, the water temp is going to go from really warm and it's going to drop a couple degrees because that surface temp is getting mixed up with the underneath. So instead of fishing the wind, I'll actually go into the slick side of things where that water temp hasn't been mixed up as much. You know what I mean? But if you have if you have wind, you know, and everything is kind of getting sloshed and stirred around for a few days, then, you know, I'm not paying attention to the calm as much. A lot of times where that wind is blowing, that's going to be your warmest water versus your coldest water. So you got to kind of pay attention, look at the wind too. You know, if it has been windy, if it's been calm and it's been warm, look towards the leeward side of things versus the windy side of things, because that's where the warmest water is going to be, not mixed up anyway. So I pay attention to that quite a bit. And then, you know, obviously I like, you know, small bucktails. It's pretty hard to beat, you know, a 7-8 or a double eight or even some singles like that. I throw, you know, a lot more, I like gliders a lot early season. It seems like you can kind of convince a lot of fish to eat a glider that would a lot of times not even engage or follow any other bait. And I like throwing a lot of like little cranks, like crane baits, you know, 6-inch type little, you know, not necessarily side to side cranks, but just something that floats. You know, you get a good real quick rise on it, nice wide wobble that you can kind of twitch on a little bit. That seems to kind of get some fish fired up. But that's kind of my go-to is, you know, and if you do get off the edge of stuff, I'll throw some smaller rubber and go from there. It's just every year it's a little bit different. You don't know how far advanced these fish are going to be and, you know, how big an appetite they're going to have. But more times than not, you know, that third week of June, you know, stick to the smaller stuff, and more erratic type stuff seems to get them to bite more than chase a lot of times.
Yeah, stuff moving fast, get a reaction bite out of them.
But yeah, we'll kind of see what happens with the weather here. That's going to be the main deciding factor of you know, how far advanced these fish are going to be. We need a bunch of warm weather basically is what we need, and we need some calm days to get that, you know, that surface warmed up for them, because right now everything here, well, 2 weeks ago I would have thought, you know, it was July. Like we had 85, 90 degree days for a week. And then it went to opening day of walleye. We had snow on the ground. It went from 80 degrees to 28 degrees overnight. And that kind of just sent everything in a major downward spiral and stopped all progression of anything we had going. So we're kind of in the rebuilding stages. But the nice thing is the temperatures seem to be more normal for this time of year. The winds are normal. Everything seems to be on the right track for a good upcoming season.
Yeah, we definitely got a good week of calm and sunny, warm days coming up here. So that hopefully that does the trick a little bit.
Yeah, well, I actually am sitting in my truck recording this right now, watching my kid play baseball, so I should probably go get engaged with that. But we will we'll touch base in, another couple weeks here, and then we'll have a really good idea of what's to come, what's going on. I'll be on the water every day from here on out, so I'll be able to kind of track these movements of these fish. Like it's pretty wild the amount of fish muskies that I've just seen walleye fishing. I've probably seen more muskies this year than I can recall normally seeing, than in most years. So it
You seeing them like following the walleyes up when you're catching them, or?
no, just perusing around, just kind of cruising. But it's weird. Like I would think that you'd see pairs, this time of year, because the spawn is right there. But I'm just seeing like singles, just slowly, aimlessly wandering around 3, 4 feet below the surface. Come over, look at the trolling motor, swim away, all that stuff. So they're kind of definitely in like la la land right now, it seems like.
Yeah, the ones I've seen are still down deep. So it's they, like you're saying, they got a ways to go till spawning, so.
Yeah. But all right,
Cool. All
man.
right. Well, get after it. Go tell that kid to swing the bat.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All
All right, man. Well,
right,
you
well, thanks, Danny.
stay in
I'll
touch.
be sure that I'm real easy to get in contact with next time.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.